Christmas, the Thursvik Christmas Spectacular, is a phenomenon. All the joy of Christmas is here, from angelic voices piercing snowy, starlit nights to laughter, glitz and nostalgia. Lights sparkle from trees inside and out as a huge and hugely talented cast bring the fabulously festive show to many tens of thousands of people from across the country. Singers, dancers and star turns segue from chorus line to carol to comedy on the longest stage in Europe, celebrating all that is wonderful about the season, accompanied by a live orchestra and joined by the astonishing Wurlitzer organist. Thursford also hosts an illuminated winter wonderland, The Enchanted Journey of Light, or Santa's Magical Journey, including a gift from Father Christmas for children. Sea penguins, polar bears and elves wrapping gifts for Santa's sleigh before wandering outdoors through luminous sculptures ranging from a fantasy underwater world to the wilds of the North Pole. The collection. Thursford is not just for Christmas. It is a thriving and historic village northeast of Fakenham. The home of the Thursford Spectacular is not just for Christmas either. From April the 7th to September the 4th, the Thursford Collection shows off its museum of Victorian steam engines and fairground organs and rides, the world's largest collection of its kind. It was put together by George Cushing, the son of a farm labourer who was fascinated by the old steam engines once built to help harvest crops. The Copse, Thursford Wood, is a Norfolk Wildlife Trust nature reserve. Its oak trees are some of the oldest in the county. Some of its oaks are thought to be more than 500 years old, so could have been saplings when King Henry VIII was on the throne. In spring, there are beautiful displays of bluebells, with ferns in the summer and fungi in autumn. At this time of year, enjoy the holly and watch for buzzards too. A tiny piece of consecrated ground holds the graves of the couple who gave the wood to the Norfolk Wildlife Trust. The castle. Despite the name, Thursford Castle never was a castle, but the site of an octagonal workhouse built in the 1830s for 250 inmates. After it closed in the 1930s, it was used as a hospital and by the military before an owner changed the name to Thursford Castle. By the 21st century, just the ruins of the Victorian Gothic chapel and fortified perimeter walls remained, but a pair of passers-by fell in love with the site. They bought it and built a new house within the old walls, entered through the main remains of the chapel with a garden room holiday let in the grounds. As they cleared scrub and undergrowth from within the walls, they uncovered the foundations of the workhouse and laid footpaths over them to retain the memory of the historic building. Thursford Castle was last year named one of the most spectacular holiday homes in the country. The church. The medieval church of St Andrew is a community hub. Dating back to the 13th century, its Victorian stained glass is particularly celebrated with architectural historian Nikolaus Pevsner pronouncing it its east window one of the most beautiful of its time in England.